We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Seven Democratic presidential candidates will debate tonight in South Carolina.
Politico reporter Zach Montalaro is on our news line. Zach, thanks for coming on. Bernie Sanders is the front runner. Can he expect the most attacks tonight?
Yeah, well, I think this time he actually can expect the most attacks. You know, last week's debate, he was still the front runner. Not that much has changed other than, you know, the blowout victory in Nevada, which we expected. And he wasn't attacked at all. But now it looks like everyone's going to turn their attention to Sanders. Everyone except maybe Elizabeth Warren, that is.
How about Michael Bloomberg? He got low marks for his first debate performance. How does he turn it around tonight?
Well, his campaign has been projecting that they've been preparing more. It was kind of unusual, actually. One of his senior advisors publicly said, I was the one who messed up. I did not prepare him well enough. You know, the buck probably should stop at the candidate, but that's not what the campaign said. And Bloomberg is projecting that he's going to go after Senator Sanders quite hard. He's been targeting Bernie Sanders recently in digital ads, not on television, but online, about gun control. That's the issue that Sanders has not always lined up with the Democratic Party on. He's been, you know, a little bit more pro Second Amendment, so we shall say. And Mike Bloomberg has spent, you know, millions and millions of dollars pushing for more gun control laws. So that's where he's looking to attack Sanders, hopefully turn it around and take the attention off himself.
Zach, a new CBS poll has Joe Biden leading in South Carolina. Is anything but a first place finish for Joe Biden real bad news?
Yeah, and not even that. A small victory in a first place finish would also be bad news for Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden has underperformed what his campaign, expected to do when this race started. When the race started, he was the front runner nationally and in the first four early states across all four of them. You know, that's not the case in Iowa and New Hampshire. He didn't finish in the top two. Certainly in Nevada, he finished in the top two right behind Senator Sanders. But it was a big gap in between. So Biden really needs to not only win in South Carolina, but win convincingly to, you know, convince voters and the media that his campaign is not all for naught.
How about the other candidates tonight, Zach? What's at stake for them?
So someone who's interesting to watch, actually, is Tom Steyer. You know, Tom Steyer has been just about an afterthought in this race. We jokingly call him the poor billionaire. He's only worth about $2 billion to Michael Bloomberg, $62 billion. But he's actually put a lot of money into South Carolina. He has the biggest staff on the ground there. He bombarded the airwaves with ads. He's, you know, more or less, you know, hired basically every local operative in the state. And Steyer, you know, his candidacy kind of hinges on doing well in South Carolina. Even if he does, you know, it's a long, long stretch to picture him being the nominee, of course. But Steyer needs to make the case that he deserves to be in the running in South Carolina at all. So watch for him. And of course, watch for Elizabeth Warren. She needs some sort of bounce back, and it needs to kind of start on the debate stage.
Zach, thank you. Politico's Zach Montalaro, and you can listen to tonight's debate here on WCBS starting at 8 p.m.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.